It's for your family. It's for your anointing. It's for a fresh wind. Somebody shout! Shout! Shout!
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Come on, church. Make the noise in this place.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
I'll go if I have to go by myself. I said I'll go if I have to go by myself. Now if my mother, if my father, now if my sister or my brother said I'll go, if I have to go by myself. Said I'll go, if I have to go by myself. Said I'll go if I have to go by myself. Now if my mother, if my father, now if my sister or my brother said I'm going on, if I have to go by myself. You're another thing I do, church. Said I'll sing if I have to sing by myself. It get hard sometimes, y'all, but I'll sing if I have to sing by myself. Now if my mother, if my father, now if my sister, Lord, if my brother said I'll sing on and on and on if I have to sing by myself. Here's another thing I'll do. Said I'll pray if I have to pray by myself. Said I'll pray if I have to pray by myself. And I say, oh Lord, Lord, if my mother, if my father, now if my sister or my brother said I'll pray on and on and on if I have to pray by myself. Oh, send me. Send me. me, Jesus. Sometimes I get lonely, and sometimes I get burdened. But you want me to sing for you, Lord, I don't mind singing for you. Sometimes I get worried, yeah, and sometimes I get burdened. But I made up my mind, said I'll go. If I have to go by myself, yeah, yeah.
He said, I'll go if I have to go all by myself. They just sung me to death, and now I got to try to sing a song. Until the close of the day, oh, I shall see, Lord, the great King in all his beauty. When I'm gone, the last mile of the way, if for Christ I proclaim the glad story, I shall see for the Lordship gone astray. And I know there is joy that awaits me when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, oh, help me, Lord, I shall rest at the close of the day. Oh, help me, Lord. And I know there was joy, oh, that awaits me when I've gone the last mile of the way. If for Christ I proclaim the glad story, I shall see for the Lord's King all the strength. Oh, help me, Lord. And I know there is joy that awaits me when I've gone the last mile of the way. When I've gone the last mile of the way, I shall rest at the close of the day. Oh, help me, Lord. And I know there's joy
y'all don't mind, I'm gonna tell you about my God. My God will make a way. Yes, he will, church.
My God will make a way.
There is that he my God will make a way. Yes, he will.
My God will make a way.
There is that he my life I had many of ups and downs. I looked for a friend, no one was around. That's when I decided to give God my life. Ever since that day, he's been my all in all. Jesus, Jesus, I say, can I get a witness? Yes, he will. See, there was a woman with a few issues. First issue she had, she was sick and she couldn't get well. The next issue she had, she went from doctor to doctor. They couldn't do her no good. The next issue she had, all her money was gone. She heard that Jesus was passing by, pushed her way through the crowd, touched the hem of his garment. My God made her whole. I can see her telling everybody, he'll work it out for you. Good God Almighty, if anybody listening know that God will. There was another man by the name of Hezekiah. A message came, said, Hezekiah, God told me to tell you to get your house in order, because this day you will surely die. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and started talking to God. If he was here right now, if Hezekiah was here right now, he said, yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Anybody here, if you get in trouble, take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. My God will make a way. Yes, he will.
My God will make a way.
There is
not no problem.
That he.
Thank God today for his blessing that he has bestowed upon us. And because of that, we are called the children of the Lord. Our joy is in the salvation of the Lord. If we as disciples for Christ will gather ourselves together in the spirit and the will of the Father, then all things that we ask him, it shall come to us and come to pass. I thank God today for God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit that governs us from day to day and allow us to know where we stand in Christ Jesus. Allow us to know when we right and when we wrong. That's the duties of the Holy Spirit. And I can testify this day that the Holy Spirit does that. I think each one of us here today can verify that when we walked in this car with God, we already knew better. But what we did, even though we're not conscious always, what we didn't step out on faith. You stepped out on yourself, believing that restoration was at hand. It was. You didn't lie. But sometimes it's a chance that we take. It's a chance. I don't know when and where or why, who, but when Jesus come back, he said he gonna pay every man, that means women's too, according to their word. Whether it be good or whether it be bad, we're going to get paid. You know, we can ask God so many times, Lord, I want this and I want that. Are we really able to handle anything God give us? Ask yourself that question. Can I handle it? If God just poured out on me now, can I handle it? The world was made in a process. Through a period of time. God himself could have just pulled everything at one time on us. But he knew our ability was not where he was. So he had to slow the process us through chimes and through channels. Today we want to look at a scripture from John, St. John, first chapter, verse 1 through 8. And if you please, you can look at it with us. Be coming from the screen. It says something like talking about the greatness of God. See, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for witness, to bear witness of that light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light. He was sent to bear witness of that light. I want to share a thought with you just for a moment. The light of Christ brightens our path. The light of Christ brightens our path. Now, when we first got born again, God first birthed us, we couldn't do nothing. We were just Christians. We didn't have no power. The power come when the Holy Spirit come up on us, according to the scripture. And what was the power of the Holy Spirit? That empowered you to even go through Becker's Valley, go through the lion's den, go on high mountains, huh? And be protected. When we couldn't walk in a certain area, couldn't go to a certain place, well, when you receive the power from on high, God, Holy Ghost, then you could go there and you're going to come out spotless, white as snow, according to what the Word of God says. He said, then when we get the Holy Ghost, we can go through Becker's Valley and come out as pure gold. So what it is, we don't have to fight and struggle. Once we receive the power of the Holy Ghost, we don't have to fight and struggle and worry ourselves to death by going through Becker's Valley. Just go through it. And then if some stumbling blocks get in your way, rebuke them. That's right. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That's all you got to do.
Well, Reb, what if I fall on my knee? Get up again. Take on off again. Take on off again. The battle is not over. Huh? For one fall, two fall. How many times we done fell in life and the Lord able us to keep going? But now one thing for sure we must have. Got to have that power in you. Got to walk in the Spirit. If you walk in the Spirit, you'll have strength. You'll have empowerment from within. It speaks to us daily. It speaks to us all the time on our jobs. I know I can witness to that. Sometimes these jobs is, whoo, Jesus, thank you, Lord. They terrible to work on. You got to work, though. But some people take advantage of you on these jobs. And what they do, they put a lot of stuff at you, but you got to do it because that's your job. But then in the time, you don't have to run out the door and quit your job. You just have to pray. Pray in secret, he said, he rewards you openly. David said, thou prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. They anoint my head with what? Oh, that means the Holy Spirit. My cup run over. It running over now. The enemy want to get me, but he can't handle me. The blessing of God is all over me. It lifts me out of certain conditions. That's what God is saying to us. Pick me up out the marrow clay. Put my foot on the side of the rock. It don't make good sense in common knowledge. For water been there 100,000 years, and the water opened up. I crossed on dry land and got so much dust in a place that been there for 100,000 years until when I crossed over the river, the ladies got to take wash basin and wash our feet. God help us. That don't make common sense at all. Should have been mud on my feet. After it stopped raining, they'd be muddy a good while on it before it dried up, because the sun always dried up, right? I ain't talking about Jesus, not, but he do. But I'm talking about the S-U-N sun. He put that out there for that purpose, for this earth. The sun gonna cover us in heaven, S-O-N. He gonna cover us in heaven. But the S-U-N gonna cover us here in earth. We need to keep that in mind now. Keep that in mind. So the Bible tell me, it said, in the beginning, oh God. In the beginning. If I could just say this. In the beginning. The beginning. None of us know when. None of us know when. Know why? The Bible said in the beginning, listen good, in the beginning, watch this, what it say. I don't want to take nothing out of context. In the beginning was the Word. How the Word was here, I looked in Habakkuk, I believe, third chapter, and it said God came from T-Main. T-Main means nowhere. Didn't even have a name for it. T-Main. I said, God, what are you saying? The Word come from nowhere out of nothing. And I don't even quite understand, but I know what I'm saying. The Word, it was always there. The Bible said God is a spirit, right? Those that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. So the spirit was out there called the Word. Nothing tangible. Nothing that you could see with your eye. It was out there, though. Even before anything existed on the earth, well, it didn't have no earth. Because Genesis say God created heaven and earth. So that's the beginning there of this time. But there was no heaven and no earth. The Word was somewhere. Ionas, Stratus, Hemus, huh? Somewhere out there. But it's void, because void means nothing. Well, what was it? I don't know. None of us know. But it was there. Because Genesis tell me the Word starts speaking out of itself. And things begin to appear in God's sight. Not ours yet now. In God's sight. And as he spoke all these things into existence, then when he had made all the earth and heaven, that's his, heaven is his home. And earth is our home thus far. So when he made these things, what he did, he said, now let us make man. Our image and our likeness. That's according to heaven rule. Ain't nobody here to make no other rule, am I right? It's just God. It's God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, the Trinity of God. So they did what needed to be done. And guess what, church? What, no arguments. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is one, right? And they all agree, but they three. But they all agree as one. And they built, and nobody say, well, we ain't got enough rebar. Ain't enough cement. We can't pour all that. All that big old place, we ain't got the cement and rebar or whatever to make all this. And then all in the blueprint had the mountains way up in there. I couldn't even get up on the mountain. And it puzzles me to how Noah and his family, 10,000 feet in the air, left the boat. That had 10,000 feet, y'all. Left the boat and walked all the way down. Didn't lose the breath. Huh? Didn't lose the breath. They could breathe freely. That's telling me it's another power beyond what we see, beyond what we hear. There's a greater power than we can see with our eyes, than we can hear with our ear, a greater power. So he said, in the beginning was the Word. We have established that the Word was spirit. And the Word was with God. That's God's spirit. That's God's spirit was with him. See, God's spirit with God. Now, who was the spirit? Who was the spirit? That's God's spirit. Now, if that's God's spirit with God, and the Word was God. All of it the same. We as Christians fight every day because of racial stuff, tribal stuff, genealogy stuff, black, white, red, whatever we call ourselves, Negro, whatever y'all say, it don't matter with me. But you know what? Ain't none of that worth a hill of beans. Only thing we need to deal with is Christ Jesus the Lord. He said you can't get to the Father except you come by the Son. That ain't hard, is it? I'm a colored man, so I'm going to go see Jesus because he's from the tribe of Judah. That's a dog tribe, y'all. So he going to have preference to me? No, he won't. He said none but the pure in heart shall see God. Well, what about... No, Reb, he don't have no preference to nobody. Anybody believe when they came to him one day and say, Jesus, your mother and brothers want to see you. And he didn't get bigoted. He just turned around and said, who is my mother and my brothers but those that do the will of my Father? And church, we in the will of God. We do what God say. We got brothers and sisters. But when you're out the will of God, that ain't your brother. He call you an alien or he call you a servant. He say, but a friend, he tell everything. How many times, and I've said this before, once before, we can't trust everybody in here. And I know all y'all fixed with, you know, got y'all fixed up, tied up, wrapped up, and all that with God. But there's some things you can't see in this church because it's gone and the church tore apart. But we're not supposed to be like that. We're supposed to be, you can say anything in here because we all saints of God. Talk about anything you want. And it don't affect nobody. And if anybody guilty of what we're talking about, all you had to do is say, Lord, forgive me, please. I'm guilty. Forgive me. It's a done deal. And I don't understand why the nation, the world, can't come together in peace. And it's one God, one faith, and one baptism. How? I don't understand it. Why we don't live in peace every day of our life is... And the scripture goes on to tell us, he said that he was the beginning with God. Jesus Christ was already with God from the beginning. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. So when we look around ourselves now, all this in the blueprint. God made us, and everything we have today come from God. Everything you can see with your eyes come out the earth. They grow certain things, make clothes with, food. Certain animals that we have on the earth make clothes, minks, and all that. We holler about the rattlesnake. He detrimental. I tell you what, we like to wear his shoes and boots on. And we like to style them. We go sporting, you know. Got my rattlesnake on. Got my rattlesnake belt on. God made everything for a reason. I don't know all the reason God made such things, but I know I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did, because if he didn't, we wouldn't have no understanding today. We'll be still naked and nobody come to church no more. He allowed us to make clothes, all kinds now. And Abraham, Isaac, and them boys there, Isaac and Jacob and all of them, they wore wraparounds. Study your history, please, so you won't fuss so much. They wore wraparounds. Jesus wore a wraparound, one seen garment, read your Bible. But now, even though I don't like it, but when the boys wear their pants down a little bit, they, all they can do is pull them up some. I think Theron said the other week, say, just pull them on your waistline, that's all. We ain't got to tell you how to wear your clothes, just pull them up around your waist. That's what God gave you a waist for, so just bring them up a little bit. And I ain't fussing on no clothes, that's their material. I'm fussing over clothes, then I'll be going to hell. You be laughing at me. All things are made by him, and without him, there was nothing. But Jesus said, you can't get to. Now, look what he told us, church. I'm telling you, not just me and these preachers here. He said, when I leave here, ye going to have to be the light of the world. He told us to be the light of the world. We coming to it. We the light of the world now. We that city that is sit on the hill that what can't be moved, can't be hid. Can't be closed off. How in the world are you going to take a light and go in a dark room and it won't light the whole room up? It's going to do it. Okay, then if you got the light in you, wherever you go, you're going to light up, even light circumstances up. See, when you're walking the light, what happened, you don't have to tell me what I did wrong, because when I get around you, the glory of the Lord upon you going to condemn me automatically without you saying anything. And sometimes we get upset when people tell us that we're a little off pace. We get upset. But really what gets you in order is the light. Jesus said you're going to have trials and tribulation. He told us to be of good cheer. Don't, what you waiting hell for when you're going through something? Just be calm with it. Just be calm. He gonna bring you over. He promised us he made a covenant with us that he gonna bring us out. He gonna do it. You gotta have patience. You gotta have patience. In order for God to deliver you, you gotta have patience. You gotta believe that God can do everything he says, that he cannot lie. He say, in him, look at this good, was life. In Christ Jesus was life. And the life was the light of men. So everywhere I go, if I've been born again, now y'all listen to it, don't jump on me too quick. If I got the light in me, I'm going to show you the real what Jesus is really talking about. If the light is in me, I can go on right here on the corner anywhere. And the guy's throwing the bone. Now y'all act like you don't know what I'm talking about, the bone. Dice. They can be on their knees throwing the dice. Listen to me good now. Listen to me good. Be on their knees throwing the dice. 6, 7, 3, whatever it is. Oh, I don't know how to play it. But whatever it is, when you walk before them, They gonna say, hire them and say, excuse me, Rev. Excuse me, sister. I'm sorry. They'll hire them till you leave. And time you leave, look. Ha! Ha! God help us. That's the light, y'all. That's just where you can understand it. That's the light. It's in you. You ought to be proud. Somebody say, excuse me, Rev. Excuse me, sister. Excuse me, brother. That's the light shining in you. You ain't got to hit no switch on the wall to get light. The light is already in you. When Jesus quickened you, he put light in you. Me and the Father and you, I want y'all to be one like me and the Father one. That's what he's saying to us. So he goes on to tell us, now this is sweet here. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehend. And don't care where you go, you can holler about you're a Christian. When you get around people, if it don't Christian light ain't on, them folks just don't want to hurt your feelings. They know according to the Bible, not what they think, it's according to the Bible. They already know who you are. They just don't want to hurt your feelings. Our personality got to be like God's personality. We got to be loving to people. We got to be kind and considerate to people. Treat people like we want to be treated. How many women in here want to be ugly? Well, mine, I say to you, everybody, not just the women, but every man in here ought to do the best to look the best he can all the time. Because you are made in the image of Christ Jesus. You are made in the image of God. And every time we go back on our word, we bring God to open shame. So I want to keep my buddy, my daddy, my Savior. I want him to look good all the time. And then what, sometimes even when we err in life, watch this. Repent, time you think about it. It's washed. You are new now in Christ Jesus. He said to us now, he said, no darkness can cover you. Other words, they can lie on you all day, but the truth is still in you. There was a man, and we're going to talk about, we're almost through. There was a man that was sent from God whose name was John. Now, this is amazing to me. This is so amazing to me. John was a forerunner of Jesus. Watch this. John was the first cousin of Jesus. John was one that was impossible to be born from his mother, Elizabeth. She was at the stage of what you call a barren. Couldn't have no children. That makes sense? You know how some of you ladies say, I say, you're going to have two more? You say, Rev, that's over with. Huh? That's over with. God looked through brick walls and through caves and everything. Mary, can I just share a little bit with you? Mary was a virgin or a pure woman. And when the angel came to her and told her, say, Mary, God has chosen you to be the mother of the Savior of the world, she did this. Why she did that? Because she had never seen a man, if you understand me. No man ever touched her. And she smiled. I would too, wouldn't you? How could this be? When I know not a man. How could this be? Now, we live in a natural society. If I come up now, I'm just picking on you, preacher, anyway. She don't know no man. And she come up with twins. Lord help me. You know I'm going to be humorous with them and say, you sure don't know him, huh? But this the same state that was Mary was in. She knew no man. But then she come up expecting a child. But God got more wisdom than any of us. Talk to Joseph and say, Joseph, put away quietly. Take out the public eye. And the child that she's carrying is of the Holy Ghost. And some of us men, our wife tell us just from the Holy Ghost. Lord help us, Jesus. God help her. My Lord. So John fulfilled his part because he came and telling us to repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So John came and did what he had to do. How many times we do our job, then want to do somebody else's job? Huh? Hey, I done did my job. Now, if you don't ask me, I ain't going to fool with your job. Now, if you ask me to help you, I'll help you. But I'm not going to try to do your job. You got a job. I got a job. Let's do our job. And when we finish all our job, and nothing hadn't been turned over, everything will be in order. But that's what we got to see as ministers of the gospel, as deacons, the lay people and everything. When all of us do our job, everybody going to be happy. Can't nobody say you didn't help me. If you look at the White House, they got Democrats and Republicans, right? So the Democrats, they say, this is what we want. The Republicans say, this is what we want. Now watch what I say. Now, they don't have the ability, listen and be good. They don't have the ability to say, well, if I want this and you want this, well, it's just common sense. Let's consult God and see what to do. Amen. They used to do it in the old covenant. Let's ask God what I need to do. They don't even think of that no more. They say, my people, or the American people, just lying out their tongue. They ain't even talk to no American people. They saying what they want to say. They doing what they want to do. But now, how in the world are light shining? And you ain't consult God. You ain't never went to the main switch. If you go in the back there, I don't want you to do it because they're going to cut my mic off. If you go in the back there and knock that breaker down, the light's going out. And I can't see what I'm saying, even with my glass on in the dark. Huh? God wants us to know if we don't shine properly, our switch is going to be cut off. And we're going to be stumbling over one another. Because the switch off. Well, in Christ Jesus, the switch can't get cut off letting he cut off. He'll never cut it off. He the one died for us to keep it on. We used to sing something about this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Well, if you just stay focused, it's going to shine. I'm a country boy, so we used to have something called kerosene. No, I didn't call it kerosene. That's the educational part. Coal oil lamps. Yeah. Yeah, I just want to be straight with y'all. Coal oil lamps. And then after you do it so much, a little smut or something get in there, and you have to take a towel and wipe it out of there to clear it up so it'll get a proper light. Well, the same thing applies to us today. When we don't dig in the Word and eat the meat right here from the Bible, what happens to us, we get a little fog. I mean, you ain't lost, but you get a little fog on the globe, and you got to clean it up so you can keep on shining. Because when you walk in darkness, we'll stumble over each other. God wants you to show it. He wants you to know it and show it. Now, John here, see, he came to bear witness of the light. Why would John come and bear witness? John the Baptist, not John, St. John. Come bear witness of the light. Why would he do that? God sent him. Now, why? God take things that's impossible to do, and he do it. That look impossible to us, but it ain't nothing with him. He can do all things. Do anything he want to do, because it's going to be all right anyway. So he took John, he brought him through a lady that couldn't have no children no more. Couldn't have no children no more. And she gave him a child. And the moment when Mary and Elizabeth met on their journey, show you the power of God. When they met there, they came in the house, and Mary told Elizabeth, say, the Holy Ghost have given me birth, given me power to have a son, which is called a Savior. And the book say, I read it over and over all the week. They say, John leaped and started praising the Lord. Leaped and started praising the Lord. Now, that's amazing, ain't it? He wasn't even born yet, though, y'all. Don't call me no lie now. Hadn't even been born, but he was leaping and praising God in his mother's womb. Isn't that amazing? God do anything he wants. As long as it's right, we can do anything we want as long as it's right. Sometimes we ask God, Lord, they don't know who they fooling with, hurt them. No, don't do that. Just to have mercy on them. That's all you got to say. Have mercy upon them and keep a clear heart, clear mind. He said, this man came to bear witness of the light. Come to talk about Jesus. Jesus was the light. That light every man that come into the world. And that through him, you might believe. You might believe. John wasn't the light. Jesus was the light. But now watch this. He come to bear witness, a record of the light. That light every man that come in the world. Now watch this. Why did they ask John, was he the Savior, or should they look for another? Because he's shining properly, right? When you shine properly, you don't leave no doubt. These things come only by what? Fasting and prayer. You got to stay tuned in, huh? When you got a miss in your car, something wrong, right? You need to change the plugs or something, huh? Or your wiring system. Then once you do that, it's smooth out. And don't put that cheap gas in it. Put that good gas in it, it's going to run smooth, smooth. That's what God wants. There's theories. Keep them theories out of your life. Put the word of God in it. It's going to make your roll smooth. And we're going to give God the praise every day of our life. So he said that the Bible said John wasn't a light. Just sent to bear witness of the light. He came before telling you about Jesus and telling you, see, Jesus is greater than he. Jesus was, now this don't make good sense. See, Christ was before him, but now watch this. Do this make sense? They'll put me in center today. He's 6 months old than Christ. Okay, he say, he was before me. Lord, listen to what I'm saying, y'all. I want you to be with me now. He was before me. Look what John saying. He was before me. God is a spirit. I help you. God is a spirit. Those that worship must worship in spirit and in truth. John was older than Jesus on earth. But Jesus was the beginning. He was the beginning. Huh? John didn't lie. Jesus was before him. He didn't want to call John to be received into the womb. But see, natural things don't make good sense with Jesus, with God. But the things of the Spirit, that's how we get God's attention when we walk in the Spirit. Every time we walk in the Spirit, God will fulfill and bring to us those things that's mysteries in our life. I don't understand how he did it, but he did it. I don't understand how they just put water in a can. And it just, the case is better than the first one. I don't understand all that. I don't understand how a man standing up and man walk through his shadow without prayer, anything, he be healed. I don't understand how you take mud. And then, you know, we intelligent enough. Spit on the mud. Take some dirt and spit in the dirt. Y'all go do some of them, spit on it and put it on better eye. Huh? What do you say, buddy? I get knocked out, huh? I mean, the Lord do things to keep us happy, keep us rejoiceful. When we tell a story about he spit it on the clay and wiped it on out, the man told him to wash it out. The time he washed, he's seen. This way God does it. That's a joy. He said in John, 1 John 1 and 1, to say, John witnessed Christ, listen to this, whole career. That he was from the beginning, which he had heard, which he had seen, which his eyes had looked on, which he had looked upon, and his hands have felt, listen good, concerning the life, the word of life. He felt him, he worked with him, he's with him a lot of time, he felt him. Now he preaching the gospel to bear witness of what the prophet Ezekiel say, what the prophet Jeremiah say, what the prophet Isaiah say, and Zephaniah say. All of them, by the Savior's coming. Prepare the way of the Lord. What they did, they went and cut palm leaves off them palm trees and just fixed the street. Put them all in the street. So the Savior could walk. He told them to say, you're going to get on the coat of an ass, and set up on them and go come in the city. Hosanna, Hosanna. And when I see that going on, I say, it can't be true. But that's what God said gonna happen, it's gonna happen. And if I don't want to do so it'll come through me, he'll get somebody else. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all thought I was the only one he can use, didn't you? Oh, no, Lord. He used who he wanted. He took Melchizedek. Now, look at this. Don't make good sense, y'all. This don't even make no sense. He took a nation. I'm talking about what the book say. He took a nation of people called the Canaanite people. He took a man out of the Canaanite tribe. And he told the world, Christ coming, my son coming after the similitude of Melchizedek. The Bible said that he wasn't even a prayer sent up before God for the Canaanite tribe. They ain't think nothing of them. But he said, Jesus, you coming after the similitude of Melchizedek. I want you to look like, Melchizedek. He had no beginning, had no end. He was righteous. He the king. Jesus, the king. Jerusalem. He's high powered. Could nobody handle him. I don't know. Scripture didn't even tell us about Melchizedek. But it did say this. He had no beginning, no ending. Christ had what? No beginning, no ending. The Bible say right there. He was always here, right? In the beginning, he was here. He started the beginning. Am I right? I thank God, and I ask you this day, if you want to know Jesus, not me, it ain't important about me. If you want to know Jesus, all you got to do, you ain't got to tell me nothing. Within your own being, tell God, Lord, I am a sinner. I've sinned against thee. I've done wrong things in my life. And mean it in your heart, but I ask that you forgive me. Forgive me. That's all. Lord, I just want you to forgive me. I don't want to know how I see. I don't need to be honored before men. I just want you to clean me up. For I know that if you clean me up, I got a seat in your kingdom. I have no doubt about it. I got a seat in your kingdom. How? When the man was hanging on the cross with Jesus, and the man over on the left say, man, take yourself down and then get us down. You know, trying to use psychology on him. He really wanted to say, get us down. He wouldn't anything about Jesus. But the other man said, Lord, say, leave him alone. Leave him alone. He ain't did no wrong. He don't deserve none of this he getting. Then he said, Lord, when you get in your kingdom, I want you to remember me. And these was his replying word. This day thou shalt be with me in paradise. That same Jesus is lingering among us today. If you just confess it to him, he do the cleansing. I can't clean nobody. Jesus clean everybody. Is there one today? Yes, sir, girl. Will there be one ready to give your life to Jesus? Is there one today? He's everything in our life. We ask that you come. Check, check. Check, check. God is able, even now. When I'm incorrect, he's right there to correct. Will that be
there's
one?
A brighter day ahead. Ooh, for Jesus had said, trust in him and be led. Brighter day ahead. For